whatever God going to show to us today, I don't know, but we have with us an honorable guest, a woman of God, whom I have known for many years, and many of you as well. The Honorable Reverend Pauline Smith Gale is a woman of God who seeks to bring excellence to every facet of her life. She is known to have a profound love for the Lord and an unwavering commitment to walk in His perfect will. She is responsible for weekly biblical studies of all aspects of the spiritual formation and integration of the new members of the East Flatbush Church of God. She provides spiritual supervision for the evangelism and the Christian education department. A strong advocate of education, Reverend Gale works passionately as the principal of a New York public school in Brooklyn. In addition to the daily demands of her work and pastoral call, she is also an evangelist with engagement not only in our local district, but around the world. She speaks under the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost at conventions, conferences, seminars, youth camps, and retreats. She is the proud mother of one daughter, Tiffany, and I would hope that when the Reverend comes to the pulpit, she will introduce her daughter and anything else that she would love to say. Folks, we're about to hear what God has to say to us today. And may our hearts be open. And if we came prayed up, God going to show up. Let us make welcome. Please stand to your feet and make welcome the woman for the hour, the Reverend Pauline Gale. Bless you.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Thank God for His goodness today. God is a good God. Oh, I praise Him. I don't know about you, but is there a praise in the house? Thank you, Father. I bless the Lord for He's good to me. I thank God for those who came along with me to hold up my hands, and I thank God for my daughter, Tiffany, which would you like to sing a verse of a song, Tiffany, so that people can get to know you? Amen. Bishop, I have to give you an updated bio because I, thank you, Jesus, have recently, hallelujah, the early retirement from the Board of Ed, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God is good all the time. It's amazing. You know that little boy that was in the elevator that was stabbed to death? He's in my building, my old building. So we go through so much on a regular basis. And thank God I'm delivered. Amen, amen. So I have time now to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. After all these years being a principal, I am so happy. I don't know how you feel about that, but I know how I feel about that. God is good. Amen. Tiffany.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I hope this song ministers to your heart. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Can I sing that one more time? I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Can you help me say, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we lift your hands and say, oh, Lord, no matter what you're going through, oh, Lord, in the good times and in the bad, say, oh, Lord, lift your hands one more time, say, oh, Lord,
hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give honor to our pastor, our bishop of the house, Bishop Joseph and First Lady Joseph. We give God thanks for you and the work that you're doing in this part of the vineyard. Amen. We bless God for the man of God, the one that when you are asleep, he's praying for you. Amen. When trouble comes, who do we call? The pastor of the house. Am I right? And so we give God thanks for him, and I pray that you will continue to keep him before the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so this day, we thank God for the word. You have been having a revival going on in this house. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you beyond the days that are mandated for the revival, but you will be revived in a way that you can bring the word to somebody else and live in the power of the Lord. Are you ready to hear from the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55, reading from verse 10 through 11. Could you find it, please? Isaiah chapter 55. Hallelujah. Amen. When you find it, please say amen.
Amen.
Yes, we still have a few people turning the pages. And that's all right. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel. All right. Praise God. Just stand with me just for a minute as I read just the two verses. Amen. For as the shower descends and the snow from the heavens and returns not there, but soaks the earth and makes her give birth and grow, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. Can I read that again? It shall not return to me empty, but it shall do that in which I delight, and it shall prosper in that for which I have sent it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessings that are hovering over this house. I pray that your anointing, and I pray that that blessing will flow, oh God. And I pray that your people will be blessed. Open their ears, oh God, that they may hear. Open their hearts, oh God, oh hallelujah, that they may receive. And so, God, we say thank you. And we bless you even now as we hear what thus said the Lord. Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Let all of God's people say,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. theologian, his name is Walter Brueggemann, states, and I'm going to read exactly what he said. He said that the consequential power of God is here, likened to rain and snow. Rain and snow are not phantoms, and we know that for a fact, because if it's raining and you go outside, you're going to get wet. Oh, hallelujah. And if it's snowing and you're not properly clad in terms of the type of shoes that you're wearing or boots, you may just slip and fall. It's not phantoms, but it's real. They are real. Forceful powers, he said, that produce something tangible in the earth, that it grows, that is growth and life and future. They water the earth, and the result regularly and reliably is that the earth is nourished, creation is sustained, and food chain is maintained. And that's the reason why we can eat all them good food that we love so much. Yam. Banana. Yes. Plantains. Oh, Lord. Yes, I think I'm touching somebody. But I better stop because, it's not the time to eat the physical food. And I know somebody just went home a while ago. But we're going to eat some spiritual food before we eat the physical. Amen, amen, amen. God's word is like this. It is not idle chatter or religious fantasy, says this writer. It is empowered utterance, carrying with it the full weight of God's majestic rule. God's word is not empty verbiage. It will work. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It will guarantee that whatever you ask of God, it shall be done. And it will produce. Oh, somebody praise the name of the Lord. In Psalms 19 or 119, the psalmist David asked God for nothing at this particular time. He made no petitions. He begins by emphasizing the word love to describe his devotion to God's word. The psalmist had learned how to put God's word into practice and in the decisions of his daily life. If we don't know how to depend upon the word of God, it's time. Are you hearing me? If we don't know in the time that we are living how to put the word of God into action, we have trouble. Because the word of God is effective. It is the most encouraging and useful books that have ever been written. I don't care how good that book that you read or probably even wrote. Amen. Is great and people laugh and people enjoy it or it speaks to their heart. There is not a book like the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it encourages us when we are feeling low. Mm-hmm. When you read it, sometimes it makes you laugh. And do you know that the Bible have drama in it also? It's not only talking to our spirits, but my God is a book of drama. It sometimes seems that it's a book of mystery. You begin to read, especially when you hear about David. And he said, David did all of that. When you read, I don't know about you, but it kind of appalled me that the king would go on top of the roof. It appalled me that the king would be looking down into somebody else's backyard. Yes, sir. Oh, it appalls me that David, when he went up there, he saw a naked woman. Oh, it appalled me that he called for her and he slept with her. Oh, hallelujah. It appalled me that when he recognized what he did, he called for the husband of the woman who was on. He was not on the roof too. He was out and he was at war. He called for the man. It appalled me that he came to his palace and he's telling him, go home to your wife. It appalled me that the man says, no, I'm not going to my wife while others out there fighting and going on. I should go home to my wife. He says, go home. When David couldn't get the man to go home, you know what he wanted him to do? Go home, sleep with his wife, so that the baby that was conceived by the king. My God. Oh, hallelujah. It would be said it's his baby. But the man lay down in the palace. I'm not going. And when he would not go, what did David do? David sent a note to the man in charge of the war and said, put him in the forefront of the war. He knows that the man wasn't a good fighter, but he put him in the front so he could die. And I could go on with the story when the baby came and the baby died. When the baby was sick, he would not eat. David wouldn't eat a morsel. But when the baby died, he got up, cleaned up himself, and he began to eat. I could go on with many scriptures in the Bible that it just caused you to smile or it caused you to think. And then it caused you also to say, God, how does this reflect in my life? And we could go on about the word, but I'll get back there in a little while. The word of God is powerful. Touch your neighbor and say powerful. It brings peace to the troubled soul. It is what we call a firm foundation. Oh, hallelujah. And you will not understand the value of a firm foundation until you have a house and storm comes by. Or there is a typhoon in the land when the winds come and begin to blow. When you have a Sandy coming into New York City, then you understand how and why you need a firm foundation. And that's why some of the houses in Far Rockaway and Brighton Beach, some of them just move off the foundation and find themselves somewhere else. We need a firm foundation. The book, hallelujah, in which we call the Bible, it is our guide. God's word has value. God's word is powerful, and the word of God is settled. It is amen and amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, O God. Thy word. Do I have a witness in the house? Is there anybody who knows that when you begin to read the word, you get comfort to your soul? Somebody say yes. Hallelujah. Dr. Odell Shepherd, a professor of English language at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, he says, America rests on four cornerstones. The English Bible was number one. Hallelujah. The English language was number two. The common law was number three. And the tradition of liberty. The Bible was right there. But all of a sudden, anybody know where I'm going? We took the Bible out of the church. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what takes its place? Violence came right on in. We cannot pray openly as we used to do because they ban us from, oh, my God in heaven. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you something. Your child may not be able to read the Bible at school, but the Bible must be read in your home. Because the parents are the first teachers. Are you with me? The Bible has been a teacher to our best men. The Bible rebuked the worst and is a noble companion to all of us. Oh, somebody praise the Lord. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Oh, hallelujah. Day and night
Oh, glory to God. That thou may observe to do according to that which is written. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Somebody ought to chew on the Bible. Somebody ought to digest the Bible. So that when the devil comes up against you, you have a word for the devil. Oh, hallelujah. When the devil comes up to defeat you, you've got a word for him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't curse one another. We use the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, O Lord. We are living in the word. Some people don't remember the word until, and I'm not talking to this church right here, until you get here, that's when you read the word. Ah, don't say anything. If you know you are the person, don't say anything. Just, take a deep breath. Some of us, we don't crack the book open until we get to church. But I'm telling you, man, there is a whole lot of gem going on in the Bible. Read the word. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Read the word. Come on, touch another person. Say, neighbor. Read the word. And the topic for today is the word will not return empty. Oh, hallelujah. The word will not return empty. We ought to love the word. Hallelujah. John, I don't know about you, but we love John. We love all the other synoptic gospels, but John is something else. Ah, the synoptic gospels, they speak much about Jesus and his birth and everything that happened to him while he was here. But John, he started out a little differently. John just looked at everything, and as he put his pen together, he says, in the beginning, oh Lord, was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, yes, yes. That's powerful talking there. Powerful, powerful, powerful. The same was in the beginning with God. He made all things, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. All right, all right. He was born of a woman, yet he made woman. Woo! Lord have mercy. Well, praise God. He ate and he hungered. We're talking about the word now, and the word is Jesus Christ. He was from the beginning. When God says, let us make man in his own image, he was a part. Woo, Lord have mercy. Oh, glory to God. Yet he came to this earth only because of you. He came clothed in human flesh. Oh, somebody ought to understand what's going on here. Oh, and so because he was in the human flesh, he was 100% man and 100% God. And because he was 100% man, he was hungry. And he ate. He drank because he was thirsty. Yet he made the corns of the field to grow. Oh, Lord. And he allows the mountains to spring forth rivers. He became weary because he was a man. By the toils of this life, yet he never slumbers nor sleep because he's God. He wept when he went to his friend's grave side and knew that he was dead. He wept. But he cried out, the same person who was feeling the infirmities of what was going on. He wept, he cried like a baby. Oh, Lord have mercy. But then he cried out with a loud voice, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God is in the house. He's still alive and he's well. Oh, somebody help me praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah! He is alive! He's alive! For you who do not know, he is alive! Death could not hold his body down. Oh, hallelujah! When death had a little conversation with the grave, when death had another conversation with the devil, they said, we've got him now. All that talk that he was doing, all that beating out of the people in the temple, woo, hallelujah, who were selling in the temple and make all of those rackets, oh hallelujah, when he healed sick and raised dead, well, we got him now. He's hanging on the cross. Oh hallelujah. The Bible says that when they went to check him, oh, he hung his head and he died. You know, they wanted to break all his bones. But in the Old Testament, it was prophesied that none of his bones would be broken. Oh, glory to God. So they took a spear and they put it in his side, not knowing what would have happened. The Bible says blood and water came from out of his side. And that's why today we are washed with the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say yes. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But the Bible says, oh hallelujah, that they put him in a borrowed grave. He didn't even have a grave for himself. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Birds have nests, foxes have hole, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. Oh, they had to get a borrowed tomb and put him there. But thank God for Jesus. On the third day, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, on the third day. Oh, hallelujah. He got up. He got up from the grave. He arose with a mighty triumph over his foe. He arose the victor. And he lives forever. He is living at the right hand of his Father. The Bible tells me that when they stoned Stephen, oh, glory to God, because of who Deacon Stephen was. Oh, the Bible tells me that when he looked up, he saw Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. So we know that he made it back into heaven. Just in case you are wondering what happened to him, he is no longer in the grave, but he got up. He's no longer in the grave. He's with his Father. He's no longer in the grave. He's in your heart. He's in my heart. He's sitting right here. Somebody say yes. Oh, hallelujah. Death could not hold him. Oh, hallelujah. So even now when we die, it's all right. Because we know that it's an entrance to eternal life. Oh, Christians have a way of being so nervous about death. As soon as we hear death, we quail up. But when you die, you're going to a better place. Oh, hallelujah. Not made with hands. And when we get there, we will sing holy. So for those of you who don't like to practice here, every day you come to church, you're here to practice. And because you're going to be doing some things in heaven. Oh, Lord have mercy. We're going to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are going to cry, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. He died that you might have life and have it more abundantly. For the word of God is living. It's not dead. Oh, hallelujah. It is active. Uh-huh. It's not dormant. It is sharper
than any two-edged sword. If you want to see yourself, use the Bible as a mirror. Uh-huh. You think there's anything new under the sun? No. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. Can you see that? Piercing to the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and marrow. Ooh, the joint. Have you ever seen your joints? Have you ever looked? Have you ever Googled it? Have you ever seen it on television? Okay, let's go for the knee. When you see the knee joint, you see something in between it, right? A little padding. And that's why some of us, as we're getting older, and you do this, you hear creak. All right, I see somebody else is experiencing that. Oh, yes. All right, and so it is saying that the word of God is so sharp that when it goes through the knee, it divides it, the bones, without even touching the bone. My God in heaven, the word of God is the word is a teacher, and whatever you need, it's in the word. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's in the word, it's in the word, it's in the word. Discerning different areas of your heart and your soul. It's in the word. It's in the word. Our thoughts and intentions. The word. It's in there. It's in there. Hallelujah. I don't know how you feel, but I feel good that I'm a child of God. It is sharper than, the word is sharper than a surgeon's scalpel. You know what I'm talking about. All right, cutting through everything, cutting through doubt in your life. Have you ever reached a place where you just doubt God? Because so many things are happening, and one thing after the other, after the other. Is there anybody here who has gone through one trouble? And when you think it's over, here comes the second trouble. When you think that's over, there comes another trouble, to the point where you have to ask yourself whether or not God is who he said he is. But I'm here to tell you that he is. He will not bring you through anything you can't handle, because he will be there with you all the way. Oh, somebody who understands, say yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Songs will go out of date. Clothing that you wear, yes, sir, will go out of date. Remember those times when, I'm sure you're probably a pastor too, and other men in here, when they had a big old afro? And the men walking around with their afro pick. Everywhere they go, they're picking. I don't know what they're picking. You know, you understand what I'm talking about? Women change your hairstyle. Today it's blue. The next day it's burgundy. Another day it's red. Another day it's gold. Oh, hallelujah. And that's all right. Anywhere you like it, that's okay. One day we perming. Another day, even when you have long hair, you braid it up and put on weave, because it's fuller. Things change. We don't know what 20 years from now is going to look like. Things will change. Some of the clothes that you have way back when, even though it can fit you, some of you won't even go into it because things have changed. Years ago, we have men with very fine lapel, remember? Tiny, tiny. And another years after that, larger ones. Sometimes you have small ties, and then it changed to large ties. And you can't get some people to go backward into those things. We had those platform shoes. We have platform shoes, and another time we have flat shoes. Are you with me? So things change. We change. Songs change. When you think back on some Bob Marley song that some of you usually sing, in the past, and now you're singing other songs, things change. But hallelujah, the word. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God remains the same. Hallelujah. The word is relevant. The word takes because you know something? Even though this is a church, there are times that people within the church don't feel like being in the church. Am I talking to anybody? There are times when people in the church would prefer to stay home and relax themselves under the covers. If it didn't happen to you, don't you put your eyes on somebody else who it has happened to. Every now and then, you don't feel safe. The struggles of life hit you so hard, you don't feel safe. But I dear you every time you feel like this. That's why we have to encourage one another. And when nobody will encourage you, you know the song that says, encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. David had to encourage himself. When he went away to foreign land, and by the time they came back, they took all his children and the men that went with him. They took all the women. They took all the children. They took all their things. Oh, my God. And the men says, that's it, David. Enough of you. We're going to kill you. We're going to stone you. Oh, but David began to pray. And David began to encourage himself in the Lord. And the Lord spoke to him and said, Go after, you will get back everything. God is saying to somebody right now, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. Oh, hallelujah. Get up. Hallelujah. And take back what the devil has stolen from you. Oh, yes, Lord, yes. And I'm speaking to somebody. The devil has taken away your children. Let them start behaving some ways that you don't, you know, you never taught them to behave like that. But God says, get up. Oh, hallelujah. Stop wallowing in whatever is going on and begin to move out. God is going to do something miraculous. God is going to do something supernatural. Oh, hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to depress you. Don't allow the devil to keep you down. Get up. Shake yourself. Shake yourself and begin to praise your God, because when the praises go up, then the blessings will come down. We serve a mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We serve him. We will not give up, but we will go forward, go forward, go forward in our God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I will not turn back, but I will go forward. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His word will not go back. He said he's going to do it. He will do it. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes we are down on our faces. Sometimes we feel like we can't make it. Oh, hallelujah. We don't even have enough strength to get up, to lift our hands, but that's all right. Oh, hallelujah. We serve a big God, our bigger brother, Jesus Christ. He's on the job. When you can't see his footsteps, oh, he's lifting you up, baby. He's lifting you up. He's lifting you up. I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must feel his presence near me and his arms around me thrown. Then my soul shall fear no ill. Let him lead me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps followed still. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is the controversial word. When Jesus came preaching repentance in Mark 1:15, men thought that he was strange. Some people believe that you're strange. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you're supposed to be crying, you're laughing. You come to church and everybody know what's going on with you. And they expect you to be crying and wallowing in pity. Oh, hallelujah. But the God that you serve allow you to stand up tall, giving testimony, smiling and praising your God. And everybody said, what? This one is strange. If I were in her position, oh, glory to God, I would stay home after what has happened. Oh, but I dare you to come in the good times and in the bad times. I dare you to praise him when things are right and when things are wrong. I dare you to praise him when others say don't praise him. I dare you to lift him up in this place, because I need you right now to let Jesus know that we thank him for who he is. Raise your hands towards heaven and praise him. When he spoke the word with power, men saw that he was amazing. Yes, yes, Luke 4:36. However, when Jesus claimed to be equal with God, whoops, trouble. The Pharisees, they didn't like that. Oh, hallelujah. So he was controversial in his time. Men thought that he was crazy when he said he was equal with God, because they don't understand the Trinity. They don't understand that God is Jesus, and Jesus, oh, my God in heaven. Woo, Lord have mercy. So when you talk about you having the Savior with you, you're talking about having God with you. Ooh, and don't we serve a mighty God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He stopped being a blessing and he became controversial. When in John chapter 14 and verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, yet you don't know me, Philip? Uh-huh. Because Philip wanted to see who God is. Just give us a glimpse. And he said, but I have been with you, Philip. What happened to you? You don't understand who I am. Oh, hallelujah. And God says, Jesus said, well, he kept on saying, show us the Father. But the Father was right there with him. And then he went and he spoke to Nathanael. Anybody remember that? And Jesus, when Nathanael heard about this man, Jesus, Nathanael said, what? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Somebody might be asking, is any good thing can come out of Church Avenue, Church of God? And they don't understand the giants that are sitting here. Oh, Lord have mercy. Those who know the worth of prayer, they don't know when you're home alone crying unto God. People only see the external. They don't know what is going on. They don't know that you can get a prayer through. When somebody's sick and we call on you to pray, that you can get a prayer through. Hallelujah. And God will do what he has to do. Is there any good thing that can come out of Nazareth? And when he walked up, and he walked up and he saw Jesus, Jesus said, oh, Nathanael, I saw you. Oh, hallelujah, they didn't even meet yet. He was coming towards him. He said, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree. How could you see? I saw you under the fig tree. Then Nathanael recognized that, whoo, this must be the Lord. This must be the Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you are alone and feeling sad, you still have the Savior with you. Don't forget who you have in your life. You're more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for. Because when you walk into any situation, even at work, when you go in and there's a lot of confusion because you know Christ and you walk in, everything should go, psh. We don't try to be part of confusion. But when we walk in because of the God that is within us, and you are God's ambassador, you are the representative of God. When you walk in and you speak, whew, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God brings light. As much as it is when we are in struggle, we wonder whether or not the word is anywhere near. But the word is there. Christ is with you. Christ is with you all the way. And whatever he says, he will do. Just like how he says, I'll send rain, and rain came. He said, I'll send snow, and snow came. He said he will provide us with food and raiment, and we get it because when the rain comes and saturates the ground, it causes the ground to yield. Oh, hallelujah. And he's saying right now, nothing that I've said to you will come back to me void, will come back to me empty. Whatever I have said to you will go forth, and it will do that which I have sent it to do. Oh, somebody praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's word will accomplish his deepest desire. And his desire is for us to prosper. His desire is for us to be well. His desire is for us to be able to live a good life. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Some people believe that they shouldn't live a good life now, but wait until they get to heaven. The devil is a liar. The word of God says I should be prosperous. The word of God, and prosperity comes in different way. I'm not preaching prosperity message in terms of I need a million now, but not that I wouldn't take it if it comes to me. Oh, hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about? But we need to be able, as Christians sometimes, when the sinners see us, they said, well, I will never come to know your God. You know why? Because if your face is so long and you're always going through struggles and you're going on and on as if you have no God, so what do you expect me to do? I don't need your God. I'm miserable already. May as well I be say miserable without your God. Oh, hallelujah. But the word of God has heaven-packed power. Power. You've got the power to heal the sick and to raise the dead. Because Jesus said that you'll do greater things. And Jesus did a lot of great things. Didn't he heal the sick? Didn't he raise the dead? When he was walking, hallelujah, through the city of Nain. Anybody remember that? Nain, N-A-I-N. A little boy was dead. He was laying on the briars. And the poor mother with her one son, she was crying and crying and crying and crying. But Jesus came by. When Jesus saw it, Jesus stopped. And Jesus rests his hand. Now, you know, it's against the law for anybody to touch the dead. Oh, Jesus. But Jesus, hallelujah, when he saw the grief of the woman, he rests his hand upon the child, and the child was raised from the dead. I don't care what kind of dead situation you have. Jesus is not afraid to rest his hand upon your dead situation. Touch your neighbor as a neighbor. Allow him to bring life to your dead situation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word is strong and powerful. The written word, when the devil tried to back up Jesus after 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, oh, glory to God. Ah, but Jesus said to the devil, it is written. The written word is powerful. Oh, somebody help me right here. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, glory to God. When the devil comes up against you, speak the word. When the devil tries to hit you, use the word. If you even have to say, hold on a minute, allow me to go get the Bible and begin to read the word. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the Woo! But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Bring out the word. Pray the word. When you think you don't have the right words to say, get into the Bible. Pray the word. Because the word cannot go back void, but the word has to do what it was sent to do. Pray the word. Oh, somebody help me. Pray the word. It is written, the devil have his nerve. Eh? Come on, Jesus. Throw yourself down. And you can have your angels take charge. In other words, they will just lift you up. He could have. But who's taking any kind of directions and instructions from the devil? Oh, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. He is a liar. He's a liar from the pit of hell. He's trying to destroy you. Anybody feel so comfortable? You're not going through anything? Watch yourself. Today for you, tomorrow for me. Oh, hallelujah. That's why I have to pray with you when you are going through. Because you may have to pray for me tomorrow when I'm going through. Am I talking to anybody? Oh, hallelujah. And we are living in a tumultuous, that's what you call it, time. When the devil is trying to just beat on the children of God. Beat on us. If it's not the house that's giving you a problem, the children giving you a problem. If it's not the children giving you a problem, the landlord giving you a problem. If it's not so, it's the boss who giving you a problem. Oh, but you will not give up. But you will hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody praise him right here. He will never leave you. He will not forsake you. You serve a mighty God. Somebody say yes. Yes. Somebody say yes. Say it one more time. Yes. Yes. Hey. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Praise him for your blessing. Praise him for the anointing. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, Lord have mercy. Ah, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, yes, yes. Ah. Whatever you're going through. Whatever you're going through. Healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever it is. Deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory. In the name of Jesus, whatever you need right now, the Holy Ghost is in the house. The Holy Ghost is moving in the house. Whatever you need from the Lord, quietly say it to him. Believe and it shall be done. You're worried. Why are you so worried? Why are you so worried when you can pray? Why are you so worried when you can pray? Why are you so worried when you can pray? I know I'm talking to somebody. Crying all night long. And then you get up and you wash your face and you bathe and you put on nice clothes and nice perfume. Put on some makeup and then you come to church. You're looking good. You're looking good. But inside, you're so worried. Oh, hallelujah. But I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, sound mind. I have given you a sound mind. Don't allow the devil to destroy your mind, because there's a sin line between insanity and sanity. Oh, glory to God. Don't let it bring you over there. Oh, glory. But when you feel like you can't make it, remember that his word will not go back to him empty. He has to do what it says. It says it's going to do. And so you have to trust him. Trust him. Never doubt him. Just keep on praising him for who he is. Mighty is our God. 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 Somebody lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. The word of God is powerful. That even if you are in prison, like Peter, he didn't give up. He started to sing. Wherever you are, remember you're living in the word. And when trouble comes and you can't speak, sing. When you can't, the words cannot come out, hum. My. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know you can't speak in tongues on the job. Oh, unless you have one of those tongues that if you speak English, it sounds like French. Or if you speak French, it sounds like Italian. So people won't think you are going out of your mind. You can't do it on the job. Oh, hallelujah. But there's a joy on the inside. Bubbling and working on the inside. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And some may even ask you, what's the matter? Why are you smiling? What is the matter? They don't understand the God that we serve. Oh, hallelujah. That even when you feel so low, he puts a song in your heart and a song upon your lips. And when you begin to sing songs of praise unto the Lord, I'm telling you, things must change. There must be a change. There must be a change. Somebody say the word change. Oh, hallelujah. We need a change in the house of the Lord. We need a change. Oh, glory to God. In our homes. I dare you. When you get home, to begin to walk through your house. You pay the rent, right? You pay the mortgage, right? It's yours, right? As long as you're paying something, it's yours. Or if you're finished paying for it, it's still yours. People can play their music loud, disrupting you when you're trying to sleep, and you get upset. You don't have to get upset. Begin to sing a song, man. Begin to praise your God. Begin to lift up your voice. Now, I'm not telling you to be disruptive, but why are we as Christians, we're always hiding? I don't have anything to hide. You can curse me two bad words on the street when I'm driving. See, I cut you off or something. You curse and you go on. And I can't say, Jesus, how I love you. Woo! How I praise you. People do all kind of things in the bus while you are driving. And they misbehave. Forget about the train. They press upon you. My God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I had a friend who used to walk with an older lady now, but when she was much younger, she was walking with a big pin. You know those big pins that we used to use for babies, diapers? I don't know where that lady got that thing from, but every time she go on the train and somebody trying to press on her when the train rocked and rocked with her and press her, she go, boop, uh-huh. Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You've got to understand. Some people just got it. They just got it. This side got it, but they just got it over here. Oh, hallelujah. They can misbehave on the train. And we as Christians, We are so afraid. But the most we'll do, we'll take out our Bibles and begin to read. Reading a scripture that you know very well, and it's encouraging your heart, but it's not encouraging anybody else. But I dare you to begin to tell others about the goodness of the Lord. Because the word is powerful. The word is strong. Live in the word. Live in the word. And you will not sin against God. Live in the word. And you will please your God. Mighty is our God. Oh, hallelujah. Mighty is our God. Oh, I praise you, Father. I glorify you. When I have nothing, he gives unto me in abundance. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you feel like you're financially bound, begin to praise him. For the abundance, you don't see it coming. Oh, my God in heaven. But you believe God because you believe the word. I don't know if my bishop told you about his time when his mother just put the pot on the fire. He told you all about that? Oh, praise, and let the water boil and boil and boil and boil until it boiled right out, and she had nothing to feed her children. But she went to pray and she got up. The water was dried out of the pot. So you know what she did? Put some more water, you know something? Put some more water in the pot. And it boiled. And there was a knock on the door. Hallelujah. A Baptist deacon said, while I was praying, the Lord says, I should bring some food for you. Here it is. And she cooked and fed her children and her husband. They got to church this Sunday morning. He is the pastor of the church. And somebody came up, one of the Church of God deacons, and said to the pastor, Pastor, while I was praying, the Lord said I should bring you some food. But I said, you're always giving away food. So that means you have enough. So I didn't bring anything to you. When you don't allow God to use you, he will find somebody else. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So when the church of God, one of his own, did not recognize that the help was needed, God allowed somebody else. Is there anybody hearing God right now? Is there anybody understanding what God is saying to you? You ought to live in the word. You ought to eat the word and chew it up. So it becomes a part of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you believe the word, sometimes when you're trying to find pastor, you can't find him because he's attending to somebody else. But because you believe the word for yourself, all you have got to do is call him, and he will answer you. When you call him, he will answer you. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you say, Jesus, things begin to happen. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. When you call him, he will answer you. But you know something? If you don't know him, when you call him with your strange voice, he may believe he's a telemarketer. Oh, all right. But when you know him, when Sister Joseph called Bishop, you think he says, who is this? He knows her voice. When you have a relationship with God, and when you're in trouble, you say, Jesus. When you have a relationship with a person, sometimes it's only a look. And you know what the person is saying. Am I right? When you have a relationship with God, sometimes you don't even have the time because of the emergency to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come because the earth belongs to you, and the heavens and all the stars, all the elements belong to you. God, you are God of Isaac. You are God of Jacob. You are God of Elijah. You allow fire to come down from heaven. And you could go on and on. You were there with Moses. And as you told him to stretch forth the rod, the water heaped up on both sides. And they were able to walk on dry land. All of that sounds good. But there are times when you can't go through all of that because it's an emergency. And you need to say, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And when you call him, he begins to answer you. Oh, somebody ought to say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus.
Oh, 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 oh,
hallelujah, glory to God, oh, hallelujah, somebody call him by his name again,
Jesus.
Call him by his name again,
Jesus.
Call him by his name again,
Jesus.
Oh, yes, 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 put your back on this thing and come, let me pray for you,
oh, somebody say Jesus,
Jesus.
Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus,
I feel God in this place.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, riendia kandalobosha. Oh, ekandalobosha. Seeking my hand, yakandalobosha.
Oh, hallelujah. Do we have a worshiper in the house? Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey.
Hey, 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 hallelujah!
Ah, oh Lord, oh Lord, how excellent is thy name, O God, in all the earth. I have seen your tears, ah, oh yes, I've seen your cry. But I'm come today to take care of some things in your life. Stretch your hands towards this lady. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, fall upon your daughter right now. In your name, we pray for healing. In your name, we pray for deliverance. You know what's going on in this life. You know God. But we ask for deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. We ask for victory right now. In the name of Jesus. Some things you can't even share. Oh, 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 oh. But God knows all about it. He knows about it. He says, going to take care of it. All you've got to do is trust him. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, help, help, help. Stretch your hands. In the name of Jesus. Victory. In the name of Jesus. Victory. In the name of Jesus. Cover her, God, with your blood. Cover her with the anointing. Cover her with your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we say it is done. 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 Oh, hallelujah. And what I need you to do is just walk to the back and walk back. Walk in the power of the Lord. Come on, everybody, begin to give God praise. Come on and give God praise. Come on back, baby. Come on back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him. Turn around. Walk in the fullness of the Lord. Walk one more time. Walk in the power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Is there anybody in the house that is not saved? Oh, glory to God. We want to introduce you to Jesus right now. If you're not saved, touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you saved? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to bring this service to a close. If you're not saved, come, let us pray with you. Let us show you the way to Calvary. If you're not saved, just raise your hands right where you are. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody in the house, you're not saved, I'm asking you right now to stretch your hands up towards heaven and ask God into your life. Is there anybody in the house? Is there anybody who's living below their privilege because they're not walking in the word? They're not living in the word as they should. Just raise your hands right now. We want to pray for you. Wherever you stand, right where you are. Hallelujah. God bless you, baby. Stand up. Anybody else? Anybody else? Nobody should be looking around right now. Everybody have to make their own petition to the Lord. Is there anybody else who is living below your privileges? You're not praying as much as you should. You're not speaking the word as you should. Oh, glory to God. Every time problems come, you get quailed up. My God in heaven. But I'm here to tell you that you've got the power. And I just want to pray for you to assure you, hallelujah, and that God will come down upon you and bless you again. Is there anybody else in the house that needs God, right? Stand right where you are. Amen. Amen. Just stand right where you are. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anybody else? Yes. Anybody else? Anybody else? Woo, Lord, have mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lift your hands right where you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people. Can we have some of the saints, 12 people, just stand beside somebody that is standing? Look around and just move. Oh, we have more people standing now. Wow. Hallelujah. Just stand beside somebody. Yes. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Have come. There is still room. There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there is still room at the cross for you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. Help us to live in your word. Your word is strong and powerful. Lord, your word, even in the beginning when you spoke, you said, let there be light. Ah, yes, sir. And there was light. And so we come now, Father, because you're the same God. We ask that you will embed in your people the words of life, the words of light. Oh, let them love you, God. Let them live in a way that's pleasing unto your sight. And God, if there are anything, or if there is anything in their life that is hindering them, oh, hallelujah, from being empowered, I pray even now, We come against the plans of the enemy. Oh, because we know we're overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord, we know that if we need healing from you, God, that you will deliver us. Because by your wounds, oh Jesus, and the blood that came from your wound, we are delivered. And so we thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If the struggle is finances, we come, God, because we know that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God, not only to know your word, but to keep it in our heart that we will not sin against you, Lord. Your word will reign forever. Your word will set us free. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we come on behalf of your children. Bless them in a special way. Anoint them with your power. Anoint them with your grace. Oh, hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. Let them move another step up in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against pride. Oh, God, because we know you will exalt the humble. We come against the temptation of the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. We know, God, that you will make a way of escape for us. We come. Because we recognize that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. You are our keeper. You are our friend. You are our joy. We will walk in the word. We will live in the word. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are the word. And we love you, Lord. You bring peace to our heart. Peace to our soul. Those that are not saved, Father, bring them to the cross. Those who are saved and need a deeper walk with you, a deeper relationship. We thank you right now as you're doing such in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Everybody stand up now and give God praise. Hallelujah. When you've heard the word, learn the word. Receive the word. Believe the word. Speak the word. Touch your neighbor as a neighbor. Live in the word. Touch another neighbor as a neighbor. Speak the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Touch somebody else. Look down to the back or up to the front and tell the person, eat the word. Look at somebody else and tell them, chew the word. Digest the word. Oh, hallelujah. Love the word. Love the word. Who is the word? Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word.